Jesus, hot damn. God, that's scary.
There's nothing scary. No, right, no, there. What's evening, scary? There's nothing scary. No, wait. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to the program. That was scary. Wasn't that scary? That was some scary stuff. Good evening. Welcome to the program. My name is John L. It's Hell's Kitchen Radio. It's MLK Day. It's January 20th. It's the beginning of a new day. Oh. We'll figure that one out, too. John Hell is my name. In the studio with me this evening. Oh, I know why. We'll figure that out. In the studio with me this evening is, I'm very excited to have back, Spawn.
That's not my name.
Wait a minute. That was it last time.
That you put that name on.
I don't. Did I?
Yes. I didn't ask.
No. Who are you?
I don't know.
Are you a little lost in hell?
No.
Come on.
Can I just be unnamed?
Unnamed Hell is in the house. My offspring has joined us first time in a while. In the deep in the Hell's Kitchen radio studios here at Radio Valencia. Welcome back, daughter.
Thanks.
Happy to have you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes.
We have a lot to discuss.
We do have a lot to discuss.
We do. I have a lot of questions.
What's your first?
How dare you?
What did I do?
That's like the greatest Kelly moment in all of The Office. Come on, you watched it before I did.
I know, it's just...
How did you not get that joke?
I haven't
anyway,
seen The Office in so long.
She's here till 10.
Okay.
We're going to do things. Radio Valencia.
You know, I know, George, played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again, because, you know, I've heard about it, I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
supersonic ships at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so do up your overcoat tight, and we'll go anywhere you want to decide. Well, alright. Nobody has to be hemmed, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, come on.
Nobody's gonna travel second class at the equality and no suppression of minorities.
Commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell,
Zorro
Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 Districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Oh. Uh-oh, you don't hear it? You don't hear me talking?
I don't.
You don't hear me talking?
I mean, you're loud, but so
you,
yeah.
Through the headphones, I mean, you don't hear anything?
Mm-mm.
Man, we're having a technical, interesting technical difficulty. Hold on, stand by.
Talking. Oh, yeah. Yay. Hey,
there we go. We're figuring it out here. Good evening. Collective sigh after today.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I got the unnamed Hell in the studio with me. My name's John Hell. It's my daughter's with me tonight. It's the first time you've been in the studio in a minute. How you been?
Been all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's life treating you these days?
I could complain.
You could?
Yeah.
All right. You're also on the radio. You can make up stories.
I could lie.
Make up stories. Wow. You can't hear yourself? No?
We're just going to deal with the technical
difficulties. I think it's just the headphones. It might be the headphones.
Okay.
We'll try that too.
Okay.
Well, should we find one?
I love that we're doing this on air.
I know. It's so
We're kind of a mess right now.
How are you doing?
You seem unwell.
Look at the country. We're just a microcosm of what's happening in the world right now.
Oh. I thought this was like people's escape from all that.
That's true. I didn't want to even bring it up. Today's MLK Day.
Yes.
So I wanted to play some Gil Scott here and there. The revolution will not be televised. And you played a couple amazing songs. I know you wanted to bring in a bunch of songs like from your youth.
Yes.
Songs that I know I introduced you to, but just, you know, songs that you've loved. So what did we hear there?
We heard, History
I have them right here.
Repeating by the Propellerheads and Shirley Bassey, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Supersonic Rocket Ship by the Kinks.
Yeah.
History Repeating I did not listen to as a kid, but I played it only because I moved back to San Francisco, and I would say that it is history repeating.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, you moved back last May.
I did.
We had talked about that before, like this idea of, you know, can you go home again? You know, you were born in San Francisco, you know, lived the first decade of your life here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're back in San Francisco. How does it feel to be living back here?
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's changed a lot. And, you know, the city's still beautiful and all, but you can really see how it is a mess.
Yeah.
To be fair, I work in Pacific Heights, so I'm just around rich people all day.
Yeah.
That, you know, the biggest problem in their life is not getting their hair blown out, you know, and I just get the overwhelming urge to trauma dump on them, just, you know, tell them some real world problems, you know.
Really?
But yeah, I live in Twin Peaks area, Eureka Valley, so not a place I've lived at before,
no.
Neighborhood-wise, but yeah.
You have a nice view.
I do have a nice view.
You have my favorite view of San Francisco.
I can't complain about that, for sure.
It's weird. You first came on the radio with me when you were 7.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago now.
13 years. I had to do the math in my head.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
It's been a time. And so I had, as just thinking about how much time has gone by, one thing I always really enjoyed is turning you on to a lot of music.
That is true.
That's a thing. And I made a big mistake with you. I gave you like every Beatles album.
No, you did not.
Well, I made it available to you.
No.
I made it available to you.
You didn't do that. You gave it to me album by album.
No, but like rapidly. I should have. I think so.
You made me listen to albums all the way through, and then you would check my stats on the computer. You would connect my iPod to the computer, check the stats
of
how often I'd listen to the album. And if you think I listened to it enough times all the way through, then you would add the other album.
That's your memory of that, huh? My memory is a little different.
You were micromanaging my listening experience.
Your Beatles experience. No, that was the second time through. Because I kind of just gave you, I made it all available so immediately that I think the second time I'm like, no, I want to do this right and give it to you one at a time. So you're right, I do remember checking your stats.
Yeah.
And then you would
be like, why don't you listen to this song? This is a good song. Like, why don't you listen to it more? I'm like, I don't know. I'm literally seven.
Come on. No, you were older at that point. But the Beatles were definitely your first love, yes, musically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you've got a great listening, like, a menu of music that you listen to, I think, is really great.
Yeah.
And you've been able to turn me on to stuff, too, which is always fun. What do you want to play? Play me a song.
I actually don't have a Beatles song queued up.
You don't have to.
I do. I guess I have a Wings song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Oh.
1984?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Boy,
I was going to do Uncle Albert or Admiral Halsey, which is great, but we have to play 1985.
Have to.
Because for some reason I was really into that
song. Were really into it.
Really into
and then we
song.
Went and took you to see Paul McCartney at Candlestick, and that was a big time.
You told me I was going to a football game.
Oh my God, let's tell that story after.
Okay.
Okay, right here with Unnamed Hell and John Hell, Radio Valencia. Okay, fine, fine. Oh, that's a good song, too. But we're going to say goodbye to that song. Radio Valencia. Oh, boy. John Hell, Daughter Hell here in the studio. That was great.
That was great.
That is a great song.
That is a great song. Definitely one of my favorites.
That was a full-on Daughter Hell set there. Remember what you played? You don't have it in front of you. I write it down. But did you commit your set to memory?
Obla Di Da Da, White Album, Beatles.
Yeah.
Crocodile Rock, Elton John.
Yeah, dig.
1985.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
I was asked, like, who, like, was, like, my first, like, musical interest.
Yeah.
Like, it was the Beatles. I think it, like, I dived deeper and, like, I was really into Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Wings and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like, other specific artists. Blondie.
Oh,
I was really into Blondie.
Yes, you were.
For some reason, I got a Sex Pistols lunchbox in elementary school.
Yeah, so let's talk about
that. Do you care to elaborate?
Well, I don't... I just think... I don't even remember... Do we get it at, like, a thrift... Alamany Flea Market or something?
I didn't have a choice. I was a child.
Oh, I know you didn't. But it was more like, where did we get it from?
I don't know. But I'm, like, literally in, like, third or fourth grade.
Right.
And then, like... You and my mom are like, okay, here's your new lunchbox.
Sure.
And I go to school, and I literally get bullied for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, like, you guys, like, really decided for your child, like,
it was
literally
a
child
lunchbox,
to have, like,
though.
A Sex Pistols lunchbox.
It was a nice lunchbox. What do you care? It was fun. Now you could tell the story. You now have a story. Life is all about stories.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Another story, like, on the topic of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. This is also a good one.
This is a good one.
We were at a party. I used to take you to all these parties.
Why are you
I had a lead in. Oh, man.
This is my show.
Sass.
Yeah.
What, Sass
you
Hell.
You have to talk on the radio.
That's
like,
your
all
air
the time.
Name. Your air name is Sass Hell. Go, girl, go. Snap.
Oh, my God. Anyways, Jesus. One of your friends sat me down and told me a conspiracy theory.
Do you want to say who it was?
Sam?
Cyber Sam.
Okay.
Of the Cyberbus.
Okay.
He told you. Yeah, he told you the conspiracy theory.
Okay, and stop talking now. but I was already into conspiracy theories at the time, and he's like, well, did you know Paul McCartney's dead? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he was dead and, like, replaced by a clone, like, or a doppelganger or something.
Doppelganger.
Okay, whatever. And, like, he died in, like, a car crash and, like, whatever, like, decades ago. And then I went down this, like, whole rabbit hole. Yeah. And I was, like, getting super anxious because I thought I uncovered the truth about Paul McCartney. And then that got me, like, deeper into, like, conspiracy theories. And, like, I think as a kid, like, I would, like, you know, like...
We were lucky because you started going on YouTube looking at conspiracy theory videos.
Yeah.
Who was that guy you followed for a while? Oh, okay, you followed some guy, but then he got all, like...
No, he's horrible.
He got canceled.
Why are you saying this on the radio? Like, I'm really embarrassed.
I pushed a button.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my.
This is why I asked you not to talk.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
We could talk about your early interest, though. You like Gogol Bordello?
Mm-hmm.
You dig, said Start Wearing Purple became a regular song that you really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other one.
Yeah, big time.
That was the other one. Yeah. I had posters.
Yes.
I would watch his music videos, like, all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No,
Michael, oh, my God, that's right. We bought that, like, compilation of music videos of his. I remember watching that a lot.
Yeah.
Alexander Ebert. I remember you
liking. That was, like, one song.
Truth.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
A good song. But yeah, Michael Jackson I was super into. I definitely...
Sinatra was an early favorite of yours.
Really? I thought that was, like, more middle school, but...
Maybe fifth grade.
Elton John, Queen.
Yes,
Queen.
Oh, big time Queen.
I'll probably play a Queen song. Lady Gaga really had an impact on me. I mean, I don't need to keep listing. But another song, which I will play in just a moment, is... by the Ting Tings.
Oh, that was definitely a band you were into.
Yeah. I just got back into them. I kind of remember they existed. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. So
Yeah.
Which one I'll play? I think I'll play That's Not My Name.
I love that one. I was hoping you would.
Oh, okay.
I just love her attitude.
Her attitude's great. I love attitude. Clearly, I love attitude.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to play That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
Okay. Get
live
on.
Live on Radio Valencia. In the Mission, in whatever.
And whatever, Radio Valencia.
difficulty and I'm biting on my tongue and I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. Holding back every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no. I never say anything at all, but with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quiet, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Are you? Call
James Brown for MLK Day. Say it loud.
No.
Child of Hell. Fine, whatever. It's okay right here on Radio Valencia. Oh, wait, I forgot to do the thing. Ready? And there's that. Okay.
Wow. You're good at your job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They pay
How long
me.
Have you been doing this for?
Here?
Just radio.
Yeah,
so.
1989?
Wow.
I'm go back a minute.
Wow.
You chose the Beastie Boys in there.
I did.
Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ting Tings. That is a great song. That song's my jam.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
So now I'm on another topic. You know, I'm just like remembering things.
Go at it.
You know.
So John Hell here. I got my daughter, Unnamed Hell.
I don't know my radio
You have gone
name.
Little Lawson Hell. You have gone Spawn. You were Spawn last time.
These
you were
are
great.
Not names I gave
that was
myself.
A great name.
Okay.
That's a great name.
I didn't choose it.
All right.
No.
This is like you doing this since you were 7. By now, you would think.
No. I change.
Yeah,
I can't, you know,
okay,
don't give me labels.
Hold on. What was those animals that Shapeshifter Hell. Wait, no. What's the Chameleon? You are the Chameleon.
Oh, God.
That's Chameleon Hell. Chameleon. The Hell of Chameleon.
People don't want to hear this.
Hella Chameleon. Sorry, you had a story. Go ahead. I apologize.
I'm so sick of this. I want to go to bed.
You could call my boss.
Okay. Anyways.
Hello?
So, for those of you who don't know, I'm queer. And, you know, you have those queer experiences as a kid that you don't realize are queer until you look back. You know, like, I would listen to Lady Gaga's Bad Romance and think about my girl best friend and not understand why I'd listen to it over and over again thinking about her.
Oh, my.
Also, telling my mom I wanted to marry her was also a clue that I realized like 10 years later.
But isn't that common for a little child anyway, to tell their parent, mother or father, you want to marry them?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Sounds kind of gay to me. Anyway, the other thing was when you sat me down when I was a wee child and showed me Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Do you remember that, Dad?
Oh, well, we used to play a lot of like 80s, 90s videos for you.
Yeah.
So it was just like in the series of videos.
But you showed me Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot when I was like a child.
Yeah, you were probably 8 or 9. Yeah.
That's
a child, yeah.
That's a wild.
Is that not... Did I overstep some bounds?
That was kind of weird.
Somebody call CPS quick.
Also introducing me to Gravel Pit by Wu-Tang Clan.
That is an amazing band.
I know. I was going to play the song.
We should play it later.
I was going to cue it.
Good. It's a great song.
And then also...
I understand the misogyny in all of these things, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not lost on me.
Mm-hmm. No, but just like showing a child this is like...
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm just kind of calling you out on this.
Okay, thank you.
You know, you're kind of problematic.
Yeah, well,
you know, I mean,
hell
also,
is
like,
my name. Yeah, sure.
Also, people show me like Nicki Minaj. Like, fourth grade was wild.
I did not show you Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, no, I had a friend that would show me...
Oh, that guy. That guy.
She's actually a girl now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think.
Fine.
Yeah, no, but... She showed me Anaconda, the Anaconda music video by Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Oh, my.
Yeah. It kind of like
you changed. Used to come home when she was a he, and he, you would tell me the things that he would say. I mean, he was your age. You were like third grade? What grade?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade?
Fourth grade.
Like the things that you guys, he would say to you. That, like, where is he getting this information? Is this coming from his parents? Is he looking at porn? Like, what is he
thinking? I love that we're talking about this. This is not the rabbit hole I
had to go
down.
But I was like, what was this about? You said something to me once. I can't even repeat on the radio.
What did... Really?
You asked about a particular act.
Oh, no.
And I'm like...
I did?
I did. I'm like, not if you're doing it right.
Oh,
but you know, I left it to that.
Damn it, Dad.
It's okay.
This is not what I...
I know.
This is not what I wanted to talk
about. I
know. Why did you
this? This is my old radio show where we used to do call-in confessions now. This is crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, we used to years ago do call-in confessions at KFJC.
See, now I'm like all sidetracked. This is why you should let me talk.
No. That's a conversation.
No.
All right, keep going.
This is my show.
It's fine.
You kind of ruined it.
No.
Yes.
No, it got better.
Anyway. Whatever. But yeah, yeah. Just like things that shaped a young queer child and maybe not the best ways.
Well, but
musical influence wise.
Oh, okay. But did it make you question your sexuality?
I mean, watching Lady Gaga and Nicki Minaj music videos certainly didn't help, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, also you showing me Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, you know, it's just like questionable things that you did as a parent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm tired, man. I don't want to do this anymore. Anyway, I have music to play.
You're doing great.
I know I am. I'm just kind of like annoyed. You're kind of like taking over my show.
Oh, man. I didn't know it was going to be like that. We never laid ground rules at the beginning. You just kept going, shh.
Yeah. Well, shh, like when I come on, like you talk enough. Like you're a teacher.
Yeah.
You have a radio show.
I know.
You talk at me a lot. And then you wanted to start a podcast. Like, don't you think you talk enough? Like, can I have like a space to just yap? Thank you.
Keep going.
Anyways, whatever. I'm going to play a song.
Good.
Art Pop by Lady Gaga.
Outstanding.
It's amazing.
Yes.
A lot of people, like, they thought a lot of things about this album, but I think
like
it's fantastic.
What?
It's just, it kind of, the time it was released, it was just ahead of its time and people weren't ready for it. So, I'm going to play it, and I think it's fabulous.
You're saying the same thing about the Joker sequel. People just aren't ready for it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to play it now.
Okay, do that.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be. Radio Valencia.
From the land of the lost, behold the pale horse, or poor. Follow me, Wu-Tang gotta be The best thing since Starks and Clark Wallabies. African killer bees, Black Watch. On your radio, blowing out your watch. From Park Hill, the house on Haunted Hill. Every time you walk by, your back get a chill. Let's build, we want to talk about skill. I spit like a semi-automatic to the grill. Elbow grease and elbow boom. Baby, play me, baby, fall down, go boom. Party people gather round, count down to apocalypse.
I'm the kid with the golden arms.
And I'm the motherfucking hot nicks. Pass the blunt. My nigga, don't front. You had it for a minute, but it seemed like a month. Now I'm choking, smoking, hoping I don't croak in from overdosing. Hey kid, when the mouth got you open, let's ride. Can't stand niggas that floss too much. Can't stand Bentleys, they cost too much. Can't wanna get up, then can't get touched. Can't wanna stick up, then can't get stuck. I'm the one that caused you bluff when your boys try to act tough. Remember what old Dirty said, I'll fuck your ass up.
Now listen, back and forth.
Check out my gravity.
Extinguished styles, extremists, forehead beamers run wild. It's the kid with the gold cup. Stepped out like what? What's poppin' in y'all niggas? Drove up blasting, Shay Shay, chocolate, saute. Rich Kellamox, rock those all day. 1960 shit, I'm Goldie. That's right, motherfucker, don't hold me. The world's greatest, Las Vegas painters rock. Skin painted on my face, look ageless. Perfect combos, ghost bang out condos. Jet from Homo, X, we bong those bankrolls, stank holes and plain clothes. Change those bang those, same old, same old.
Yeah, y'all. Straight up, this the jump on right here. The gravel pit, word up, representing rockin' boulders. All my rich gangster style killers, y'all know what time it is. Shorty, do your thing, get up on that right now, boo. Do you? That's what I'm talking about.
Step to my groove, move like this. When we shoot the gift, of course it's ruthless. Grab the mic with no excuses in a sec. Grab the tech, salute this. Executing, shaking all sets, and now I'm breaking all hex. I'm taking all bets. Move on best, who want the draw next? You won't stank, we got the bigger bank. Bigger shank to fill your tank. Still the same, kill for real. Fire your crank, slide, do or die. Fry the bank, admire the grades. On fire with a heart of hate. Bit of shark, every part I take. Heavy darts to quake, it's okay. All fakes, get caught by the drop kicks. You know the thrill, yes, it's Park Hill. Yo, we hit him with the hot grits. On the go, check the flow. Singing woo, don't rock shit. Stop quick, hold the gossip. Stop sweating my pockets, I hear the hot shit.
Check out my
just move on.